Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Bullpen decision late by Donnie Kelly, I didn't agree with. Two-run home run. Stratton, I have no problem with the ninth inning at that point. And Chicago tacked on a couple more, and final score looks bad. 8-3, the final. 412-928-9370. On MLB Network right now, they're discussing what are your impressions of Paul Skenes in 2025 so far. Ryan Dempster, the former Cubs pitcher, part of that conversation. Maybe Donnie at some point can go grab that for us to see what he said. How would you answer that? Your impressions of Skenes so far in 2025?
I do think what people have brought up about him tinkering with a lot of different pitches.
I brought that up.
I've seen it on Twitter, too, though.
Oh, saw it on Twitter. You're now accusing me of stealing it from Twitter?
No, I don't think it's that original of a thought.
Oh, thanks, Melzy.
An interesting one.
Appreciate the takedown there.
You're welcome. Would you like me to do another takedown?
If you want.
I do think that if, say you're Paul Skenes, and let's say you're working on what legitimately are seven unique pitches, I think like five is plenty. And I think mainly of those five, using probably three of them predominantly for 80 to 85% of your pitches and sprinkling in the other two pitches over the other 15% of the time is probably the sweet spot that you'd want to occupy. So I do think that's part of it. And that, let me put it this way. Saying that is my complaint about him and what I think might be ailing him in this start is a lot better than saying you don't think his arm has the same liveliness. He was still touching the same numbers on the gun, basically, that we see, around 98, 99. He doesn't throw 100 or 101 every pitch.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't try to do that. So he doesn't look like a pitcher who is laboring physically to throw the ball at the velocity that he's usually throwing it. It's just the sharpness is nowhere near where it was last year.
Yep.
That's the alarming thing. He's just not sharp. And what I would say this underscores is even for Skenes, who I think you said at first he might be the greatest pitcher ever if he stays healthy and pitches for like 18 years, other people quickly got hip to that and said, yeah, this guy's like Hall of Famer, obviously, if he's healthy. Even the best guys who have the best stuff, if they're a little bit off on their command, major league teams are going to hit you. Now, the Cubs hit everybody, and so they're going to make you look worse, and they're going to hit three home runs in an inning maybe. But, like, his margin for error is greater than that of other pitchers, but not that much greater.
Let's see if we can get Donnie to look up how many pitches over 100 miles per hour Skenes has thrown this year compared to last year. I don't know where we could find that, but I would be very interested because that used to be a stat that we'd see thrown around a lot. Like, just his sheer number of, like, I think last year at one point, he had more 100 mile per hour pitches, him personally, than the rest of baseball.
And I just throwing pure gas.
I just don't see 101
anymore. Is that another part of him pacing himself?
Well, okay, that's an interesting. Like, again, is he taking
Verlander
a little bit off?
Verlander used to very famously.
And he's brought up Verlander before.
Verlander would very famously be most gettable in the first inning when it seemed like he was getting a game, and then you couldn't touch him late.
I think Paul Skenes has been great when you compare him to every other pitcher. When you compare him to my own personal expectations for him, I think he's just been good. Like, I would give his grade, which obviously I'm not grading him the same way I do Bailey Falter or Carmen Majinski. I give him, like, a B on the season.
Heaney's got the best grade of any starter, pretty obviously, so far for them, because yeah, you didn't have the expectations.
Tough time to say that, though, because he's coming off a horrible
start. Yes, he's coming off his worst
start,
but you get my point.
So, he's made seven starts now, Skenes. opening day against Miami, he didn't get out of the sixth inning against a lineup of minor leaguers. I don't think he pitched great that day. They lost 5-4. He was just so-so. Next game against Tampa, seven innings, no runs, really good. Then the next game against St. Louis at home, his first home start, six. It was cold, very cold. Six innings, five runs.
Not good.
Next start against Washington at home, six innings, one earned run. Very good. They crushed the Nationals 10-3.
Easy game, rocking chair.
Cleveland
game.
Was the Saturday where the team chant started, and McCutchen was not happy about not being in the lineup, and he gave up two runs in seven innings, but they got shut out and lost 3-0. So he was a hard luck loser that day. And then the excellent start he had in L.A. on Friday. And this one. So he's made seven starts. I would say four have been good to great, and three have been okay to bad. I would expect for Paul Skeens, like, seven starts, six would be really good, and there would be one clunker in there.
I would say out of every 10, I only give him one clunker and then maybe one that's not quite dominant. But eight of the 10 you expect to be awesome. He's striking out two fewer batters per nine innings. That's the other number that jumps out for me. He struck out nine against the Dodgers the previous games, 4-6-7-6.
And let me say, like, I don't think he's the least of their worries. He's obviously nowhere near the top, like, five.
But if he's not himself, forget about anything. That's my point.
He's got the 27th best ERA this year.
If he's not a top two pitcher in baseball, they're in humongous. Here are guys that have better, already in trouble here, with him being one.
Here are some names of guys of better ERAs. Tyler Mahle in Texas, Tyler McGill with the Mets, Nick Pivetta with the Padres, Shane Smith with the White Sox, Chris Bubik.
Who?
With the Royals.
Beg your pardon?
Griffin Canning of the Mets, Chris Bassett of the Blue Jays. Drew Rasmussen, no relation to Paul, of the Rays.
And you're not even naming, like, big names here.
I know, because I'm naming the guys who are just randos. Tyler Anderson with the Angels, the ex-Bucko. Matthew Boyd. I mean, these are just, most of the guys I named are just journeyman pitchers. And I think water will find its level with those guys. And I think Skeens will perform better. But, like, you've got Yamamoto's got an ERA of 1.06. Max Fried, 1.19. Jesus Luzardo with the Phillies, 1.73. Some guys through the first half dozen starts are off to incredible starts. He's not.
He's looked much more hittable overall.
412-928-9370. Here's Derek on the fan. Hello, Derek.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're good.
I'm completely aligned with you in terms of too much. I think that he's trying to throw too many pitches instead of focus on the several pitches that really, really worked for him last year. I mentioned that to a couple buddies after that Cardinals game, and I heard that brought up several times just by different people. And what do you think the possibility is that these numbnuts are asking him to pitch to contact versus just blow everybody away?
I don't think they ask him to do.
Thanks, Derek.
Derek, I don't think that they ask him to do a lot of stuff. I think to their credit, they largely stay completely away from him and let him do his own thing. He's talked about wanting to be more efficient. That's something he has said of his own volition that he wants to do to pitch deeper into ball games.
I get it. I think we did see it with Garrett Cole here, and then we watched Garrett Cole explode in Houston when they said, "Stop trying to get ground balls."
Well, they also fixed his spin rate too.
Yeah,
they fixed his spin rate issues too. They were and I'm sure Houston may have had some sticky substances that they were using better than anybody else to help people spin the ball like Garrett Cole was. But I think this is a Paul Skeens thing. I don't think it's a Pirates thing. He has a fastball. He has a four seam fastball, a slider, and a splinker, which should be his bread and butter pitches. That should be how he makes his money, so to speak.
RJ's next. Hello, RJ. RJ? Goodbye. Dan is next. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
So I was at the game today, and I think a lot of what I saw echoes what you guys are seeing. You know, I think he's trying to do too much in the first few innings, and, like, you know, he's trying to get the backdoor, you know, pitch to hit the edge, or, you know, he's trying to paint the corners. And he's getting that pitch count up. And so, like, when you get halfway through, he's just trying to, you know, power the zone with strikes. And that's where in the fifth, you know, he became a lot more hittable whenever he's throwing more in the zone because, you know, he's trying to get through the games and trying to be more efficient. And, like, you know, I think that sometimes that he runs into trouble like that. What are your guys' thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, I thought
– Thank you.
I didn't think the early innings were, like, an example of him being pinpoint. At one point, he had thrown 54 pitches and only 25 of them were strikes. Like, he was wild. There's a difference between nibbling early and then eventually coming to the hitters later in the game and just not having your release point or your control or your location. He didn't have his location today. That was the issue. It wasn't like a by-design thing where he was just trying to hit the same spot on each corner, you know, either corner every other pitch. I don't give him that grace at all. He didn't have it.
And I think, like, there's valor in the fact that he only gave up three runs and still got, you know, got them through five, which is not great, but he didn't blow up on the mound and need to get pulled early. So there's that. You know what I mean?
But like, you don't really rate him on how many times do you battle through for five innings without your best
Well,
stuff.
No, but I would just I'd come back to this. I just feel like trying to give, like, Paul Skeens that silver lining credit has happened already too many times this year. You know, where
or
it's
trying
like,
to explain why he didn't look like Paul
yeah,
Skeens.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, he, you know, the game against St. Louis at home, his first start, he still gave them six. You know, he still got them through six innings. He gave up runs, but he still ate some innings for them. Like, I don't want to be having those conversations about him. Like, I want to have more conversations like the one in L.A. on Friday where he took on, what's his face? Why am I forgetting
Yamamoto.
His? Yes, he pitched against Yamamoto, but went through their lineup of
Otani
Mookie Betts and Otani and
Max
Freeman and those dudes
Max
and
Muncy,
made
the
them
greatest
look
Amish
like
player ever.
Little leaguers.
Here's somebody who's on the other end of the extremes, though. Tim on Twitter. Skeens has now had two very poor starts, has not looked anything like he did last year. The book is in on him, and he may just not be the super-duper star.
I thought
star
the expression
all...
was the book is out.
No, the book is now in. Its publisher has got it. They've put the binding on it. There's a dedication and a foreword. The book is in on him, and he just may not be the super-duper star we'd all hope for. He looks pretty mediocre right now. Not even a
mediocre?
Not even a top 20 starter in MLB. Newsflash, if you're the 22nd best starter in the league, you are much better than a mediocre pitcher.
Donnie Kelly managed today because Derek Shelton was down in Boca Raton for his son's college graduation. Early graduation, I would say. May 1st, in the middle of the week, too, by the way?
The middle of the week part is a little strange, but, I mean, Penn State, I graduated my senior year. It was very early
okay.
in May.
Let's get his take. Let's see if he sounds managerial here, talking about the Pirates' loss.
What did you see out of Paul in that fifth inning?
Fifth inning, you know, it just looked like he was tiring a little bit. Pitches were elevated. Velo came down a tick and just kind of got out of whack a little bit there. It just didn't seem as sharp today. Yeah, and he's a competitor, man. He went out there, he gives you everything he's got every single day, and you know, he wanted to keep going and go get after it. You know, just it I don't think his stuff was as sharp there in the third, and then in the fifth it trended down too.
You inherited a pretty tough situation after what happened last night. Did you notice that kind of weighing on the guys at all a little bit this morning?
You know what? I think it was weighing on everybody. You know, I think they handled it really, really well. They were ready to go out there and compete. And, I mean, I'm assuming everybody that's in here was here last night. And just, you know, our hearts go out to that guy and his family. And I think that you'd be lying if you said it wasn't weighing on you. But they're professionals. They were ready to go out and compete and play. And, you know, give it all they had.
When you look at maybe a bright spot or two from today, when you look at the way you guys have moved Brian Reynolds into right field, O'Neill Cruz transitioning into center, nice to see those types of plays from them today that have saved runs.
Yeah, no doubt. Cruzy is every single day working his butt off in the outfield, shagging Brian, going to right. I mean, Adam Frazier made I don't know how many plays today and has all season. You know, just to see them get after it and see the way that they work every single day has been really impressive. And, you know, O'Neill getting better, he made a couple plays this series that were really, really good.
That came from Sportsnet Pittsburgh, as you could tell by the music there coming out of that press conference. The Paul Skeens tired thing I would get because he threw 108 pitches if he was on regular rest, but he got the extra day. So to say that he was basically tired or fatigued in the fifth inning is surprising to me because this guy's built to throw about 130 pitches. So it's interesting to hear.
It's the whole kind of appeal of having a guy who's 6'6", 235.
To hear Donnie say that, it'll be interesting when we hear from Skeens later if he agrees with that. I would be surprised if he does.
Do you think Donnie Kelly sounded managerial? He sounded kind of like Kyle Dubas to me.
That doesn't sound I don't take that as a compliment.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the way he spoke, just the tone. The actual sound of hearing him talk, I was like, it kind of reminds me of a Dubas poster.
I think he set an okay tone there because they lost. I liked that he was not over the top. I don't want exuberance.
He was
after
subdued.
A game. Yeah, I want a subdued manager there.
Well, yeah, you don't want the manager going, you know what, we'll get him tomorrow.
I think
rah-rah.
I think it would have sounded like he was trying too hard if he was super angry. So I'm fine with the tone. The thing about Cruz that is just baffling to me is the guy has played one of the best hitters in all of baseball through the first 30-plus games, and this team still stinks.
It's a What it should be is a massive warning sign as to how poorly constructed the rest of the team is. If you and I had been told that on May 1st Cruz would finish their game, you don't get to find out their record, and his OPS would be over 900, and he would look for all the world like a guy who had really started to figure it out, I would say at bare minimum, I would tell you that they're probably a 500 team. They're 8 games under.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.